This is CliffCentral.com. And it's good morning to you, and to you, and especially to you, as we start this beautiful day. How you doing, Nathan Rowe?
I'm good, Alan Ford. Welcome back.
It's always good to be on the Unview, where we're the thin,
the rich,
and always the fabulous. How's it going?
I'm feeling fabulous these days.
I missed you last week.
Yeah.
I was in Cape Town. Cape Town was rocking and rolling. So many things were happening.
What were you doing?
Well, first and foremost, I was doing work. This is something quite important to do. Most Cape Townians don't do it. But I then went off to see...
Are you saying Cape Town's an untapped market for people who
no,
can work?
No, they're just generally... Their work ethic is not great.
What about the Joburgers that are living there? Are they taking over?
No,
they
made a lot of money in Johannesburg. That's why they moved there.
They're hustling like the Nigerians are in Joburg.
I don't know how you want to put it, but geez, something like that.
Okay.
But I must tell you, Sunday was... there are two big theatre award shows.
Yes.
That happened in South Africa. The one is in Johannesburg called the Naledi Awards. Actually, there are three. The second is the Fiestas, which happened with CakeNet. And then the longest-running theatre awards is the Fleur de Cups, who had their 54th award ceremony on Sunday. And on the line, I think we must open with it, is Melanie Burke, the chairperson of the Fleur de Cup. Welcome to the show, Mel. How are you doing?
Good morning, Alan. It was lovely to see you on Sunday.
It was a wonderful event. Thank you very, very much. The show itself, very abstract, very different. Lots of different performances representing different things. But most importantly, the winners that win these awards. Mel, again, the panel of judges, they see how many theatre shows in the Cape.
Well, they can see up to 100 theatre shows in 1 year, which runs from January to December every year. In 2018, there were 87 shows that were eligible, and so literally they were in the theatre 7 nights a week, and sometimes in the afternoon.
Which is absolutely incredible. Africa Milani was really superb as the host, as he always is. But let's go through some of the winners. Sylvain Strike, I mean, really, they stole the show, didn't they?
They did, and I was so happy that Johannesburg was in the house because, you know, we have this thing between Johannesburg and Cape Town, and I was delighted that performers and producers and directors and so on from up north were actually in the room on Sunday and did so very well. Sylvain's obviously won several Fleur de Cup Theatre Awards before. She's an excellent director, and I think, as she said in her speech, you know, her love affair with the two Sams in her life mm-hmm. has enabled her to produce some excellent theatre.
Run through some of the other winners for us, love.
Well, you were in the room, so you would have felt the sense of excitement. I think one of the other big stories we must tell is the one of the story of Kudu.
Yes.
Rwanda Sundapi won for Best New South African Script for Kudu. He won the Best New Director's Award, and of course the Best Performance by an Ensemble also went to the cast of Kudu. And that for me was really exciting. I think there is something happening in the industry in terms of the investment that is starting to pay off in being able to create access for new voices in the theatre spaces. So I think that's a great indication of that for me. The other award that I really felt connected with was the one for Best Performance in a Review, Cabaret or One Person Show, which went to Rihanna Abrams for Womb of Fire.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the Best Sound Design Award went to Lukaniso Skosana for the same production, Womb of Fire. And for me, that was so extraordinary because she was actually up against the big productions who had, you know, orchestras and soundtracks and music. And her soundtrack was a live music performance that was the backdrop for the story of Womb of Fire. And you didn't even see her on stage. It was just extraordinary how that soundtrack, this live performance, and this woman's voice carried and enhanced the experience we all had in the theater.
Musicals
your favorite?
Musicals are my favorite, and it was nice to see Carmen Pretorius win her award for The Sound of Music. Name some of the other great award winners.
Well, I must acknowledge Ryan de Villiers in
yes.
the Matilda the Musical.
Superb, we had him in studio.
Absolutely, and he's an Eastern Caper, so I'm just trying to cover the whole country now because you cover the whole country. And
anyone from
the
Free State? Anyone at all?
I'm afraid not this year. Last year, yes. Gareth Ewart Smith was also from, Ewart Williams is also from the Eastern Cape. And of course, Andrew Buckland is in Grahamstown, and he won Andrew Best Buckland, Lead Actor in a performance. So, yeah, I think the opera categories were interesting for me as well. Bongani Kubeka winning Best Performance in an Opera for Male. And then, of course, Yanel Fasahi, who's no stranger to our stages, winning Best Performance in an Opera for Female.
Well, I want to just congratulate you. The awards were great. People that were there loved it. The food was brilliant. The wine was brilliant. The party was great. And the show just was extraordinary. And it was great to see so many people in the house. It live streamed, by the way. You can still go and watch it on YouTube. It live streamed around the world so that people that weren't there could actually tune in. And, for example, Ryan De Villiers was watching in Singapore.
Yes, Gareth Ewart Williams actually wrote me a message to say he was in the back of a cab in London watching on his phone.
So it's
when
crazy.
He realized he had won. So that's so awesome.
Well, I must tell you, we've got some guests in studio, but Tim Plumen has won the Fleur de Cup and he's in studio.
Oh, good morning, Tim.
Good morning. Hi, how's it?
That's fabulous. We haven't seen you in the Cape much recently.
No, I know. That's Cape Town has deserted me. It's quite appalling.
No, you should come. You should come and show us how to do the work ethic thing.
Quite
according
right.
to Alan.
Yeah.
Quite
oh, right. You heard that. I must just say that, and I want to just do a plug. I went for the very first time to Stardust. Again,
yes.
A wonderful platform for young performers who sing. And then Gate 69, also a lovely venue that provides great music. Of course, Chicago opens this week. And so just to say, Cape Town is doing some magical...
Chicago was my very first production I ever did.
Really?
On stage, yeah. Extraordinary.
Who did you play?
Chorus. I was in the chorus.
Second guy from the left.
Second guy from the left. The fellow with the spear. It was a story about a guy with a spear, you know.
Yes.
I love it. Yeah. That's a very special guest in the studio, Tim Plumen. We've got some other great guests coming up. Melanie, congratulations on the 54th Fleur de Cup Awards. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Alan.
Great. It's wonderful. And they win money. Mm. 15,000 rand. It's good to get some cash into your pocket when you win these type of awards, I think.
Then you can go and buy a trophy.
Okay. So now, did you get that? Did you get that?
Yes.
Tim Plumen takes to the stage once again with a run of defending the caveman.
Oh, you were going to say the Flintstones.
I mean, this is a caveman.
Yabba
dabba doo.
Right. Oh, you didn't get it.
No, I didn't get it.
Okay, that's
it. It's quite an obvious one. I don't know why I didn't get it.
Defending the caveman.
Yes.
The Flintstones were cave people. All right.
Morning.
Good morning, Tim Plumen.
How's it?
It's so good to have you in the studio. And,
lovely to be here.
Always to be with you. Opening of this brand new theatre in Sandton. A pop-up theatre.
Yeah. I think it's a fantastic idea. I think it's an idea of its time. We've created a pop-up theatre at the Balalaika Hotel. Just out of interest, the Balalaika is 70 years old. So it's the original business in Sandton. Everything in Sandton grew up around this hotel. Mm-hmm. And they're continually coming up with new kind of innovative ideas in the space. I mean, they just spent over 50 million on the actual hotel itself, updating it. But so we've decided to create a pop-up theatre, which is a theatre when you put on work when you want to. Not because you have to. Mm-hmm. So you put on the work you want to put on when it's there. And so it's a fantastic idea. The room itself has got this history behind it. It's where Greensleeves was and all those things. It's almost like an Edwardian room. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. The facilities are great. The sound is great. And it's completely flexible in terms you can do anything. It's like a black box space. You know, you can actually configure it as you wish. Mm. So we decided we'd have a go at that.
How did the idea... Did you approach it? Where did this come from?
Well, it came out in a weird kind of way. Basil O'Hagan of O'Hagan's fame is doing a lot of work with the guys at the Balalaika. Mm-hmm. And we were sitting down and having a meeting about something completely different. And we were just chatting about it. And I said, I was bemoaning the fact that there aren't these spaces for people to go and create places, you know, because everybody owns, like Tareen owns the theater, you know, the Daphne owns the theater. So they put on their own work, which is fine. But it means that a lot of people that don't have a space that they can bring work in that is renowned and famous work because they don't want it there. And he said, well, you know, there's got this thing going, and let me have a chat to Ivan, who owns the place. And we had a meeting, and Ivan, wonderful man from Rensburg, said, yeah, absolutely, I think this is a great idea, let's run with it. And so we decided to try and launch the room and see how it goes.
And literally it was the launch of a space, as you say, a black box.
Yeah.
And you have brought back, because you were just in Vegas recently.
Yeah, I was in Vegas, well, 2 years ago. In fact, right now, this month I was playing in Vegas. Yeah.
And you played in Vegas and I think we spoke to you in Vegas, actually.
Yes. Yes.
To huge audiences and to such success.
Yeah.
But you left Caveman for a while. You even passed the baton.
Sure, I passed it on to Alan
Committee. Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, if you think about it, it's you coming back.
Yeah, well, you know, it was a case of also my I've got partners internationally who they literally phoned me up and they said, listen, Tim, we want you to come back and with Vegas and all the rest of it and bring it back here and rewrite it up to your age group. And things like that. The fascinating thing is that the audience is just getting younger and younger. You know, I'm actually getting older and older, but they're getting younger and younger.
Are you getting older and older?
No, not really.
I wasn't going to bring it up, but Alan, you know how Melanie wanted him to come coach Capetonians on work ethic.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if you know this, but you had a very bad fall the other day on stage.
Oh, 8 months ago. Yeah, I broke my back.
On stage.
I didn't know that.
And he carried on with the show.
Yeah. So
how do you know that?
It's Tim Plumen.
Okay.
No, like he told me just before the show.
Okay, sorry, I missed
that. We're talking about gym and braces and what you have to wear to get on stage.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was something that happened.
Well, the show must go on.
The show went on, yeah. Mm, the show goes on. Dr. Footlights will put you right, you know. of course, the next morning, Dr. Footlights ain't there, you know.
Yeah.
But it's a... I've had people coming on stage with broken legs and broken toes and all sorts of things. The show goes on.
Amazing.
Tell me something. Defending the Caveman is how old? How many years now?
20 years. 20 years ago, we started doing the show. Or 21 now. 21 years ago. Tomorrow night will be my 1,817th performance of Caveman.
1,817 performance.
It's extraordinary, isn't it?
I used to.
I remember when. What is his name? Yul Brynner, wasn't it? Yul Brynner, who did 1,000 performances of the musical, The King and I.
Yeah.
And it was extraordinary that they renamed a road on Broadway, the Yul Brynner Road, in honor of his 1,000th performance. And that for me was kind of like, gee, imagine ever having to do 1,000 performances of a show. I mean, it was something that was beyond my imagination.
Sounds crazy,
you know?
Yeah.
But once you've done, you know, you're saying 1,800 now, and you realize it's the show that lasts that long.
Mm.
The show is, you know, it's the material that is in that show that is that good.
Do you get bored?
Yeah, it's too big a show to get bored. I mean, you'll talk to Chris and these guys here. They'll tell you that. But when you're doing something of that size or that big, you don't have time to be bored. There's just too much to do. You know, you're bored before and you're bored afterwards.
Are you upset?
But at the time, you just, you know, it's just too much going on. There's, you know, you're interacting with the audience. You're trying to keep the whole thing going, speeding. You're playing. There's a whole art to playing on stage, which is communicating with an audience, and that requires timing, that requires all of those sort of perceptions that you're running through your brain besides doing the act. And so there's a lot going on.
Are you upset that there wasn't a road named after you in Joburg?
Devastated.
Yeah.
Devastated.
You can change the M2 to the Tim.
The Tim 2.
Actually, Maud Street.
Well, it's been closed down now, so I'm a little worried about that. Tim 2 is closed down. Yeah. Yes.
Tim Plumen Road,
yes. Yeah, well, there would be, you know, there would be a political outcry, so we couldn't do that.
No, not necessarily. No. Depends who's seen the show. So Defending the Caveman now is at this new pop-up theatre at the
Balalaika, Maud Street.
What's the name of the theatre?
It's called Live at the Balalaika.
Live at the Balalaika.
Fantastic name, don't you think? Live at the Balalaika. It kind of runs off the tongue.
Mm.
So 2 years ago, I was live at the D Hotel and Casino in Vegas, and now I'm live at the Balalaika in Sandton, which is my hometown, so it's fantastic.
And I love the fact that that strip, if you think about it, okay, we come all the way down from the Michelangelo,
yeah,
right through to past the convention center. As we cross over the road, we've got this brand new, is it called the, what is it called, the Leon, what is the new building?
The tall one.
Yes.
It's called the very big building.
Yeah, the tallest
the very
building
big
in
building
Africa.
Yes.
So that's going to, and then you've got this whole road that's opened up now with the, of course, they've got Saint, the top restaurant. You've got the JSC across the road. You've got that. So basically,
and that new shopping center. What's it called? That used to be the Village
the
Walk.
Muse,
it's called the Mark, isn't
the
it?
Mark, the Mark, not the Muse, yeah.
And that's, and it's attached to the Balalaika.
No,
so you park downstairs and you walk up the stairs and you're straight into the venue.
It's got some of the best restaurants, and it's really, it just shows you that strip can really, it's a clever thing to do there.
Yeah. I think it's a fantastic idea. We don't have enough venues, especially not in Sandton, in that area, you know.
No, it's true.
And it's a wonderfully comfortable room. And you come into the hotel, of course, it's got Lord's Bar, it's got the Bull Run.
The Bull Run next door.
So all of that it's got a vibe that's going on all the time there. It's a great room.
And then interesting, the show that's before you.
Yes, Shaky Russell.
Shaky Russell.
Viva Las Vegas.
So that's Wednesday and Thursday night. No, but I love it. It is.
It's a musical tribute. Yes, I mean,
it is.
It's a musical tribute to Elvis.
It's cheesy.
Basically.
It's cheeseball. I loved it. It's cheeseball.
But he sings Elvis.
Really?
Incredible. This guy apparently won the tribute act to Elvis
in Memphis.
In Memphis.
He did. Yeah.
So worldwide. He's the tribute act to Elvis winner in the world.
Wow.
And he wins and he plays it in Memphis. He goes up and down and.
And he's super. I mean, he's superb, and he does the whole. Oh, I haven't gone a bit more. He does all of that stuff, you know. It's like that lip goes,
and I think he's an Indian chap.
Yes, he is. He's and he does it wonderfully.
But it's amazing. Yeah. He gets. I mean, started singing. I want to ask him when I interview him because he had a bad experience. He lost his dad and his two brothers. But
yes.
He sang. You're always on my mind.
Yes.
People were. I mean, I just Dawn Lindbergh had tears coming out of her eyes, which doesn't often happen with Auntie Dawn.
As opposed to
to Des having tears coming out of his
eyes,
you know, going.
Thank you,
Dawn,
thank you, Tim. Thank you, thank you, Tim.
Like, where else do the tears come from?
In a moment, we're going to join into the conversation, Chris Forrest, the wonderful top comedian, hysterical, also a master chef to some extent.
Yes, you won Master Chef, didn't you?
I did indeed. I'm surprised I haven't mentioned it yet. That's generally how I open conversations.
Quite right, too. I would, too. I mean, me boiling an egg is full. You know, that's a bit... well, gee whiz, congratulations. But
thanks very much.
Yeah, wonderful.
And we're going to chat about Rada and this inspirational celebrity taxi dash in a moment, also with JP Nobregada. Nobrega.
It sounds like a Nobrega is a wonderful name. It sounds like a something you'd add to food, isn't it? Like paprika,
or like just before you do Shaky Russell, you. But it actually means thank you.
Yeah, I'm sure. You're Nobrega.
Nobrega.
Oh, you
go. My surname's Forrest.
That's obrigado.
Oh, my God. Oh, it's just so opening up. So, hold on. We do this generally before, like, coppers 9 in the morning. And Tim, you started your career somehow long ago.
Yes, yeah. Well, I started in 1912.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and sure. I actually started a long time ago.
When
I actually started, really a show business for me started, I was at college studying graphic art and at Box Street College in town.
Mm-hmm.
And to earn my way through, I was a guitarist entertainer in pubs and restaurants, which we had in those days, actual guitars, you know, where people sat down and sang in microphones. And
there's still a lot of people,
that do that.
In boxes, learning things
but
in town.
You know, then they all took themselves like really seriously, you know, and spoke like that, you know, a lot. Like, whoa, have you heard this new song by, you know, like Jim Crow? You know, it's like amazing, and so I started there, and then started in the chorus. I started dancing as a fun thing because I'm a great place to meet girls, you know, and I was the only straight guy in this dance class, which was fantastic.
Really? Did you meet a lot of girls?
Unbelievable!
Did you fool around? I mean, did you go on dates?
Did you sow your wild oats?
Thank you, Chris. Thank you.
There was the odd occasion. There was the odd occasion.
And they obviously
man.
Beautiful dancers.
Oh, they were. I mean, please. And the whole class went off to an audition, and I was the only person who got offered a role. So yeah.
As you walked in,
yeah,
to the studios here at cliffcentral.com, we asked you, what would you like to sing? Because you haven't sung it for some time. And then you picked a song, I Got a Name.
Yeah.
Firstly, tell me about the, it's not such a well-known song.
Well, it's quite a fun thing. My wife is Kathy Cota, who was an American cabaret artist that came out of this country. There was a cabaret room called LM, and she was performing at the LM, and she lost her voice. So she said to me, you've got to go on. And I didn't do cabaret at all, you know. I mean, so I whipped this cabaret together, and my opening number was this, I've Got a Name. But the funny part about it was that I went for a band call, and only the pianist turned up, and he said, what are you going to play? And I said this, and he went, hum it. So I hummed the song, and he went, oh, yeah, we can do that. And came my opening number, and the MC was this wonderful Italian guy who could not say Plumen. He could not say my surname. And he said, for your entertainment tonight, we have Kathy Cotta's husband, and pointed at Kathy, who was sitting in the front row, Mr. Tim. And the lights came up. And I walked on stage, kind of confused, and the band all got around the microphone and went, and they hummed the song that I was going to sing. And the song I was opening with was, I Got a Name. And I just thought it was a wonderful kind of contribution to a downfall in show.
So I'm going to just sit here because this is where we make such trouble on this program. And Tim, I know you haven't done this in years and you don't sing. But let's give it a go. Should we just give it a go? What do you think, Chris?
Should me and JP do backing vocals?
You can hum.
We don't want to hum in the background.
Hum.
We don't. I don't.
As long as I can hear the tune.
Ladies and gentlemen, here at 9:23 in the morning, the one and only Tim Plumen.
Tim, Kathy's husband,
Mr. Tim.
I need a lyric or two. Like the pine trees lining the winding road, I got a name, I've got a name. Like the singing bird and the croaking toad, I've got a name, I've got a name. And I carry it with me like my daddy did, but I'm a living the dream that he can give. Moving me down the highway, rolling me down the highway, moving ahead so life won't pass me by. Like the north wind whistling down the sky, I've got a song, I've got a song. Like the whippoorwill and the baby's cry, I've got a song, I've got a song. And I carry it with me and I sing it loud. If it gets me nowhere, I'll go there proud. Yeah, moving me down the highway, rolling me down the highway, moving ahead so life won't pass me by.
Ladies and gentlemen, all, that is Tim Plumen. How beautiful is that? I mean, when last did you do that?
Oh, 20 years ago.
Yeah, it's so cool.
Yeah, something like
that. Is so cool.
That was better than the original Jim Crochet.
I call him Crochet. It's Crochet because I think Crochet is a kind of a knitting.
Yes.
That is absolutely magic. Tim Plumen, very special guest in the studio.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for doing that.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Everybody does some, but we'll do some more fun things in a moment. Chris Forrest.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm just so excited that I got to hear that live. I had the lyrics on my phone and I was ready to sing backing, and then I was like, I can't because that'll just ruin it.
What would you have done?
What, if I was going to sing backing?
On the highway.
You see, I can't even do it that well.
Okay.
Was it just...
Hey, you have to do the ooze.
Ooh.
Yeah. Got a name.
How are you, Chris Forrest?
I'm good. I'm just... I'm tired, but I'm good.
Children,
puppies.
Wife.
Just staying up to watch your magnificent football team win against Bayern Munich. It's all
worth
things.
It.
It's all worth it.
Hmm. Are you loving life? What are you up to? Where are you now? Where are you?
I'm in Rivonia, mm-hmm. I think.
Living there. I mean, where are you performing? We haven't seen you for a while.
I'm right here. I'm still performing everywhere that they'll let me. I'm working on a big project right now with the lovely folk from Jacob's Coffee. Mm-hmm. I noticed you didn't have them here, so I'm going to bring you some at some point.
Please, let's do that.
So working on a big project for them. I've just finished a fabulous run in Cape Town. Mm-hmm. I've got the Joburg Comedy Invasion tour starting in Krugersdorp on the 29th of March.
Tell us all about that. We all went, really?
Well, it's huge. Stuart Taylor's doing it.
I love Stuart. He's great.
It's going to be at the Silver Star Casino.
It's always cool.
I'm not sure if any of your listeners go there regularly.
Well, a lot of our listeners are some of our family, Lebanese, so of course we go to casino.
Silver Star. But anyway, so I'm going to be there with Joey Rastin, mm-hmm. and Ebenezer Dibakwani. Fabulous acts, both of them. Otherwise, I'm just going to shamelessly punt. I'm also doing a stand-up comedy masterclass that starts on Monday. And we've only got one space left.
I can't take it.
You can indeed.
I'd love to do that sort of thing.
Yeah, so it's the second one I've done.
He wants to do it.
I'll give you the number to call.
Please.
Yes. So it's the second one I've done. We're doing it again because the first one was loads of fun and quite successful. So we are.
How does it work? Where do you do it?
I'm doing it with a lovely lady called Claudine Ullman, mm-hmm. Whose previous school was King David in Victory Park. So she's arranged the theatre there, and then we kind of work out of the theatre.
Is it a once-off session?
No, it's an 8-week course, once a week, and then the 9th week you do a performance.
Really?
Yes, loads of fun.
And then who judges the performance?
Your audience, because that's who judges.
There's no judging.
There's loads of judging, but I mean, there's no like marks or anything.
So don't you want to bring after the 8 weeks some of the acts and bring them in to come and do some fun here?
I can do that. Yes. Well, if they're any good. No, I'll bring. I'll do.
Well,
that.
Let's hope you teach them properly.
I would imagine
we select the candidates and then we make sure. I mean, we don't get duds that win idols. Well, hold on, that's not completely true. You don't get duds who can't cook and win MasterChef.
Actually, I couldn't cook when I went into the competition. But anyway, exciting.
Well, that's the whole point.
Speaking of what you just mentioned, I've also been doing some really cool work with The Voice behind the scenes, and that's been fun.
Tell me about that.
It's a reality TV show.
No, I know that. The Voice. go, you old thing. Yes.
No, so I've been doing sort of the audience warm ups and stuff like that, and it's just been really cool to see the mechanisms behind the scenes
of television and especially
music
that TV
particular show. Yeah,
yeah, it's not it's weird, eh?
And I think if you've watched the season, it really has. They've taken it up a level or two. It's been really good.
So they don't have like when they push the button. They don't have people like running on and rotating the chair. It actually like
not on camera. You don't see those people. We did have load shedding for a bit.
So. Yeah, I can imagine.
That was actually one of my jobs. I was the chair turner.
Nice. Did you ever turn anyone that didn't push the button?
Yes.
Yeah.
So
Chris Forrest. Classic.
In a moment's time, we're going to chat about the Anthem Project. You've heard about the Anthem Project.
I saw it on News 24.
It's quite brilliant. So we're going to chat to Miles Brown in a moment. But in the meantime, we're going to get you to sing something as well.
Yes. Yes. What am I going to sing? Me and JP are going to do a duet.
No, please.
Oh, he actually chose it. I was kidding earlier, but I'll have a go. This is a song that anyone whose ID number starts similarly to mine will know.
Yes, of course, 7-8, yeah.
And it was all gangster, but if you actually listen to the lyrics, he was a bit of a cowardly dude. He ran away. When there was gunshots, he drove away.
Really?
Vanilla Ice, yes. He gunshots, and then he got in his car and floored it. Like, can I say pussy on the show?
Yes, you can.
What a pussy.
Like a cat.
As opposed, do you run towards gunfire when
you hear it? Have you ever listened to some of Tupac's songs?
He got shot. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's why he didn't drive away, you see.
50 Cent took bullets.
I'll tell you something about the song. Is that there was a big dispute between Queen and Vanilla Ice, by the way.
There wasn't that big a dispute.
He just Vanilla Ice stole the music. It was actually David Bowie.
Correct. It missed. It was David Bowie. Correct. It missed one note, though. Therefore, it actually he didn't steal it. I actually watched a very interesting documentary.
Because that's the thing about hip hop is they never steal any hooks or anything. It's all original music.
Yeah. All right. Before we get to the
it was original at one time.
Yes.
Okay. So are you ready for this? Let's see you do this.
Okay. I'm gonna have a go.
Yeah.
Go on, Chris.
Chris Forrest.
I don't know what's happening.
Ah, there we go.
Oh yeah.
Can you hear that one note that's missing?
Yo, VIP. Let's kick it!
We're mad at the show.
Alright, stop. Collaborate and listen. Ice is back with my brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly. Flow like a harpoon daily and nightly. Will it ever... Oh, I don't know. Turn off the lights and I'll glow. To the extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal. Light up a stage and wax a chump like a candle. Dance. Bum rush me like boom. I'm killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom. Deadly. When I play a dope melody, anything less than the best is a felony. Love it or leave it. You better gain weight. You better hit bullseye. The kid don't play. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it. Ice baby. Now that the party is jumping, with the bass kicked in and the Vegas are pumping. Quick to the point, no faking. Cooking MCs like a pound of bacon. Turning them, ain't quick and nimble. I go crazy when I hear a cymbal and a hi-hat with a souped up tempo. I'm on a roll, it's time to go solo. Rolling in my 5.0 with my rag top down so my hair can blow. Girlies on standby, waving just to say hi. Did you stop? No, I just drove by, kept on pursuing to the next stop. I bust a left and I'm headed to the next block. The block was dead, yo, so I continue to A1A. Girls wear hot, like wearing bikinis, rocking, loving us, driving bikinis. Cause I'm out getting mine, shade with the gauge and vanilla with the nine. Ready for the chumps. The chumps had to kneel cause they're full of eight ball. Gunshots rang out like a bell. I grabbed my nine, all I heard was shells falling on the concrete fast. Jumped in the car, slammed on the gas, you see? Bumper to bumper, the avenue's packed. I'm trying to get away before the jack is jacked. Whatever. You know what I mean? Yeah. They passed me up, confronted all the dope thieves. If there was a problem, yo, no, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it. So the cops came, he phoned the police. How gangster's that? He was like, I'm getting shot at, guys, please come help.
But to be fair, he was being a responsible citizen. And to this day, he's still a multimillionaire.
Well, that is still, I stand to be corrected, but as far as I know, it's still one of the top-selling hip-hop singles ever. Still,
yeah. He came white people can relate.
He came to South Africa to do a Smirnoff Ice advert, and I met him and interviewed him. Very interesting guy. He had the same hairdo, the same coif, same thing happened.
I just look, you know, I'm an old person, but I look at the lyric on these songs, and I kind of go, who wrote this? You know, I mean, how stoned did you have to be to go, you know,
on Dacha.
I'm going to pop my diggle and funk and ding dong. You know, I mean, it's just what?
But
it's just rot.
My best was his grammar. He said something about Art Vegas. We Art Vegas or something.
But Lucy in the sky with diamonds.
LST.
I mean,
LSD.
Oh blah dee, oh blah da.
I'm happy for it, but at least they wrote English.
Whoa. I will not tolerate blasphemy on this show. How dare you? The Beatles, they were all, there was so much thought in marijuana in those lyrics.
Okay, and other things. Welcome to CliffCentral.com. My name is Alan Ford with the one and only Nathan Rowe. This is The Unview, the thin, the rich, and the fabulous. Special guests in studio include Chris Forrest, Tim Freeman. We'll chat to JB, JP
We took the dirt out, but it's supposed
to be
Denobrigate.
It's
like obrigado with a knob.
Discuss the rada issue in a second.
Would you like him to put the D back in you?
we'll get there in a moment.
As the actress said to the bishop, would you like me to put the D back in you?
No. I do want to just this. We've been doing this. We did it a couple of weeks ago, and it's taken off around South Africa. You've seen the Media 24 campaign on the television screens. You've seen it all over the newspapers, all over the internet. And, of course, it's called the Anthem Project. Miles Brown has joined us on the line again. Thank you, Miles. We are very happy to be working with you on this project. How is the Anthem Project going?
How's it, Alan? Thanks for having me again. It's always good to be back. It's going great. We're really chuffed with the way it's taken off. The engagement levels are going through the roof. The South Africans are really coming together and kind of and really driving the main objective of the campaign.
Miles, just remind everyone if they haven't heard this before, how it works.
Yeah, so, I mean, it goes back to December 2017 where The Economist named our anthem the best in the world. And so we wanted to take that accolade and leverage it and try bring our country together. And I guess when we could always do with a bit of positivity, right? And so we've asked our readers and your listeners to send their renditions or their videos of themselves singing the anthem to our website, which we created for the campaign. And then we're promoting it across our platform of website.
So the nicest thing is you've got choirs, you've got independents, you've got 12-year-olds, you've got kids that are singing in schools.
We've got 3-year-olds.
We've got 3-year-olds doing it. We've got operas. We've got orchestras. And whoever wants to just get up and sing the Anthem Project, we'll find out what Rada is going to be doing with this as well. Of course, we get people in studio to sing lines, and then we're going to stick it together for you. That's just something that's excellent.
We're looking forward to
it. And there's a share of, and let me say this, of 1 million rand that goes to 3 winners.
Correct,
to pay it forward to their favorite charity. And I think that is exceptional.
Yeah, so that's kind of underpinning this whole initiative is the fact that people that are entering aren't actually winning anything for themselves. It's just an opportunity to give it to someone else. And I guess that's really pulling at the heartstrings. Not only of us, who are kind of behind the campaign, but it's really resonating with the broader South African communities.
Miles, we found a couple of, Nathan just went looking to see what some of the entries sound like. Tell us what's of it?
Well, here's Elvis Blue, former Idols winner, singing the national anthem.
Yeah, so we've got a whole bunch of guys that helped us launch the campaign. So Elvis was included, Daniel Craig was included, Susan Gedley was included. We had a whole bunch, and we're obviously very grateful for their participation. But I think, you know, if I can just highlight some of the amazing submissions we've had so far. We've had the Weinberg Girls High School.
Miles,
can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you. The Weinberg Girls High School, you're saying?
So they did a silent version of the anthem using sign language, which was really, really great.
Yeah, we were playing that earlier, actually.
that's done really nicely. We had the firefighters at Lawrence Street, the guys that are sacrificing huge amount of their time and effort fighting the fires that have been so prominent in the Western Cape over the last few months, years. We had the Ndlovu Youth Choir, obviously that received a lot of attention with their rendition of Ed Sheeran's Shape of You. We had them participate as well, and it's getting some great engagement and traction. And then we've had a whole bunch of other schools. So we had a submission from Cura, one of their musicals they've been doing. It's just been fantastic, the support we've received.
Okay, so Nathan, you found another one?
Yeah, this one, unlike the Fleur de Cups, represents the Orange Free State, which is nice.
Seriously, so cool.
Of submissions from across the country.
We love it. Miles, how can we get people involved and how do we do it? Just remind everyone, how do they do it? They just sing it, record it?
Record it. Look, I mean, obviously people have different skill sets or levels of talent when it comes to music. I certainly am no musician, But it's really just, you know, if you're at a sports event, if you're at a school event, if you're at a business function, wherever the anthem might be sung, get out your cell phones, record it, and send it through.
Okay, magic. This is brilliant, brilliant stuff. And don't forget, you just posted on at Media 24, you'll find the link.
Yeah, great. So if you go to News 24, you'll find a lot of content there, and it'll link you through to the Anthem Hub. Otherwise, you can go to the anthemproject.news24.com.
Okay, that's the anthemproject.news24.com, or just go to News 24, yeah. And just
perfect.
And you'll find it there. Magic stuff. Miles, we'll speak to you in 2 weeks' time.
Yeah, and you guys will keep on sharing the links and stuff like that.
Yeah. We've got some stuff happening. We get in studio, we have Tim Pluman and Chris Forrest, yeah. And we're going to get them to do a rendition now of a part of it. That's exactly what we're going
to
do.
I was listening to that rap earlier, and certainly there's great potential there, right?
I know. Let's see. We're going to get the phones out. Miles Brown, thank you for joining us, my friend. Be good.
Thanks for having us, Alan.
Cheers. That's from Miles Brown from Media 24. Dun, dun, dun. All right,
unless
so,
this sucks.
So this is what we're going to do, because we've got everybody doing stuff, and of course we've got the national anthem, and so are you willing to get everything?
Yes, let's do it.
Okay, are you ready to go? Are you guys ready to do this for us? So we just need you to do a couple of just the first three or four lines.
Okay.
Well, what's your favorite part? And it's not a loaded question. Yeah. Like.
It's not
like
the third verse.
The third verse.
No, it's not
no,
the third
not,
verse.
No, not the third verse. No. Okay. Are there verses or stanzas?
Well, are there even stanzas?
I think it's just one thing. Oh, you know, like Lord, our country, we're all play. Just one.
Yes.
I only battle with one part.
Yes.
Everything else I'm sorted.
It's the rap part, isn't it?
It is indeed the rap part.
The Mola Nabalo Kasi Chapasai.
That's the best part. Mola Nabalo Kasi Chapasai. That's the best, I think.
I grew up very controversially singing Kosa Sikelele at my primary school. So like I knew that.
Better than the stem.
Well, not quite better. Well, actually, I didn't know the stem at primary school because we sang Ringing Out from Albany.
Of course, you're right. We had to sing the English version, yes.
Yes. So even then, there was remixes.
This anthem's been remixed.
Yes, yeah, quite right.
A lot. So I knew Kosi Sikelele, but then they threw in the More Nebulu
Kachi Chapasayesu. Okay, well, let's
I don't know that part.
Let's get
I know the beginning part.
Let's he's going to film us, and we're going to pretend that the lyrics aren't here on my phone.
All right.
Okay, so just
can you do it in the style of Busta Rhymes?
This is for the Anthem Project. Just remember, visit news24.com and click on Anthem.
Ma, Gozi.
Okay, 1, 2, 3. Chris Forrest and Tim Pluman.
Gozi Sikelele Africa. Manu baka nisu ponelwayo, izwe imitanda oye tu, Nkosi Sikelela, tina lesapolwayo.
Oh, I'm running out there. They said three lines, Chris.
Three lines, that's what I need, thanks.
Okay, thanks. Fabulous.
And I really wanted Murena bolo kase chapasai so.
Oh, yes. He can do that. On his own. On his own. Fabulous.
No, he's not going to do Chris that. He's not going
to. Okay.
All right, let's tell you what.
We don't mock the.
No, I'll tell you what. Yeah, we'll have Alan Ford doing it. How about that?
Yes.
All right. And take it away. Here we go.
Take it away. Ufendi se ditwele manseyehu o sibulukwe o
sibuluke si chabasa Yesu si chabasa South Africa.
Jane's giving us a duty. Jane, come here. Jane
is very upset
Jane, come
with
here.
Your pronunciation
Jane,
of
come.
Some of the clauses.
Come, Jane. Come.
That's okay.
Come, Jane. Come here. Jane.
Did you picture
Jane the pain.
While Tim and Chris were singing that it was like Tim's voice was swallowing Chris.
I know.
I was trying to find that key as if I could drop that low or even.
Unfortunately, at this time in the morning, I'm only really heard by whales and elephants. You know, until the voice wakes up. So.
Okay, Alan, we have Jane? Brought Jane in. Why have we brought Jane in?
Because that was very much the Woolworths version of the.
Morena Boloka, come. 1, 2, 3, go.
Morena Boloka, si chava sa Jesu. Ufedi sedi ntwali maswenyeho. And when I say,
Usebuluke.
Jesus.
Yeah. Well,
strict. Yeah, very strict. Yeah. Just walked out on that. All right, I want to move just swiftly along as we're talking about something called the Rada Inspire. And JP Nobrega.
Nobrega.
When did you
just say JP and I'll say this?
It's like when your mom goes, who broke this? Nobrega.
No, but it's meant to be Den Nobrega, but it's Nobrega. JP Nobrega, thank you for joining us on the line.
Thanks for having me
on the show. Tell us about RADA and what RADA stands for.
RADA is an acronym for Rape, Alcohol, Drug Abuse. Mm-hmm. It started from a campaign that went, that was on radio in Feb 2013, listening to music. That's a form of how I de-stress, so that's why RADA has a very strong music arm to it. It was a beep every couple of seconds on the song. Thought there was something wrong with the radio, switched it on and off, and then you know, I listened a little bit more and I realized what it was about when people started phoning in and sharing their experiences, you know, all the females being abused and raped. And it was horrifying. I actually switched the radio off. I couldn't take the, I couldn't imagine what something like that happening to my family. Majority of my cousins and my family, I've got two daughters, are female. So I basically decided to, well, I tried to forget about it, which didn't really work, obviously. And I spoke to Jackie Gilbert, who's now the MD of RADA. Mm-hmm. I sold everything of value, bonded the house, and decided to do something about it. And here we are.
Now, you've had a few good initiatives, and just recently you used Chris, Nathan, Zola, or Zola 7, and a number of other well-known personalities to do something called the Inspire Celebrity Taxi Dash. So tell us about this, what you did.
So RADA's evolved. It's basically a company that empowers people. We're there to help people help themselves. We remind people no matter how hard life is, you always have choice. Don't forget your dreams, etc., etc. So we've developed quite a few initiatives. RADA Care, we have all our projects, RADA Doctor Home, RADA Music Project, RADA Subsidized Training Project, etc., etc. And one of the projects that has gained a lot of momentum over the past year and a bit is RADA Inspire. And that's all about encouraging South Africans to do a little better. We believe that if you change yourself, it starts with yourself. So if you change yourself, do a little bit extra at gym, maybe 4 push-ups more, or make a sandwich for somebody else, etc., etc., you change yourself and you raise your energy, you raise your resonance, and you create a ripple effect of positive change. And every month is a different theme, March being the taxi month.
Okay. And the whole point of the taxi month is to understand or have the compassion for, because let's be honest, we hate taxis. I mean, cars hate taxis. Let's face it, they cut you off, they irritate you, they stop on the side of the road. We hoot at them, okay? And they are, hold on, committing a crime to some extent on the roads. Okay, not all of them, but a lot. Okay, and we feel it because we're like, well, how come they can do it and we can, you know, that type of stuff. So. But this project is to give you a bit of empathy and depth into what it means to take public transport, for example, and what it means. And I did this many years ago on 702 when I was, is that no one knows how many people they've got to get to work from Soweto, for example, to Sandton. So tell us a bit more about the experience, guys.
So I just wanted to say the week before, or actually a few days before I did the taxi challenge, I shared a video on Instagram of me shouting at taxis because they were going in the right lane and around the traffic through the intersection turning left. And then I got the call from Genevieve to be a part of RADA. I felt a little bit guilty. But doing it really did, it shows you what it's like for these poor guys. I mean, the one thing I picked up from the taxi dash was that taxis don't stop everywhere. You know, when you're in your car, you feel like taxis are everywhere. They're really not. Try catch a taxi to your house. You will battle.
Try catch one from William Nicol to, say, Moray Street.
Moray Street. Yeah. Yes. What is a Moray?
Moray Drive.
It's when the moon hits your eye.
Like a small, some
So they can't take these people.
And Moray Street in Douglasdale is also where you can find a RADA.
No, that's our patient facilities in Moray Drive, Bryanston.
Your what?
At patient facility. We're busy building our in-house facility.
For people that have got...
So we started off with... we're very good at dealing with addictions and abuse. We've been doing it for 20 years. I like to call it our sister company, but it's been around a lot longer. The name is Transformation Development Center. And we decided to tweak those processes and give it to everyone through RADA. So that's how RADA was born, to deal with the issues of abuse and addiction. And then it's obviously exploded to what we have now. There's a lot of music components. A lot of the top artists in the country are behind the product. Well, I don't say product, sorry, it's a bit cold. Behind the movement. Also with the anthem, you know, in line with the positive message, RADA Inspire, RADA has entered in, well, we will be entering. We're mastering the song now. So soon.
We're not mastering it.
Soon we will enter our rendition of the anthem in the hope that people will identify it and, you know, take a bit of, or take more pride and stand back and be proud of where they come from and who they are.
I see you have a music video. We Stand Together.
That was last year or the year before,
yeah. Last year, February, we officially launched RADA Inspire.
Yeah.
And 31 top artists.
Who were some of the artists involved in the...
Yeah, this I can't remember. I don't want to forget anybody out, but it ranges from Prime Circle.
Claire Johnson,
Kurt Darren, Rihanna Nell, Lelo.
Do you want to hear a little voice. Bit of that?
I'd love to hear some.
Lloyd.
Yeah, let's hear some of it.
It's a beautiful song. Video L, and I see a lot of people we've had in studio, huh?
Yeah. And that's top people. Awesome. Awesome.
It's very cool, eh?
Oh, that's very wonderful. Cool.
I'm glad you guys resonate with that.
It's an amazing project. Did you ever get, say, for instance, Nathan Rowe on one of your... Is he good enough?
Yeah.
So I was actually asked. I was asked to, but I read emails 3 weeks in, what's the opposite of advance?
Retreat.
Yeah. Three weeks in retreat. And so the day they were recording, I read that email.
Mm.
So I'd like, yeah. So it's hard for me to watch that actually, knowing that
I could have been in there.
Could have been part of that. Yeah.
But maybe you could be a part of the Anthem project, you see, that.
Maybe. Or the, yeah. Or the next one.
You also missed that email.
Yeah. I missed that.
No, just.
you still got to be part of the taxi dash.
I did, yes. Only because Chris Forrest's wife. See, I did the opposite of how Tim Blumen was introduced on stage. she sent me a WhatsApp and said, I hope you've checked your emails. And I checked it, and the next day was the taxi dash. Yes! So I didn't miss that one.
Isn't today, just a question, isn't today also, just talking about dashes and things, isn't today the speedo
Is it tomorrow?
Okay. No, sorry.
Where you run around Zoo Lake so that they remind you to check
it's also one of those sort of
wonderful,
like a taxi dash.
I must have done it. It's one of the most embarrassing things I've done, but I did it and I did it well.
In a
speedo, but it's not, when you're more robust, it's not so pretty. But guess what? You actually forget about it after a while because everybody's doing it. It's actually something.
Yeah, you just remember that you're tired. I did it last year by mistake.
They asked me. I perform. I'm at the age now when if I have to do a show that night, I just kind of go, sorry.
No, but you can't.
Can't do that and then do the show.
Well, you know, sometimes you're just wandering around the parks in your speedo.
Often that.
And is it still happening from St. Sidians?
Zoo Lake, isn't it? Zoo Lake, and then runs up to I think is it? I want to say Cares, but I don't know. I've only done it once. No, it runs up to the offices of the one company.
Yeah, Outsurance.
Is it Outsurance?
Yeah.
And you were drunk and in your undies, so that's why you probably don't remember it.
then they give you beer.
No, they do. They give
then they send you to run home in rush hour traffic. It's amazing.
And in your swimming cozy.
And then encourage you to fondle your balls.
Yeah, well, what they do is they ask you to get in a taxi. And that's called the taxi dash because you're sitting there with in your Speedo, drunk, with your nuts hanging out. So you can imagine.
The thing about the taxi dash was we actually spent more time running on the pavement than we did in a taxi. And as I'm well sure you can imagine to look at us, one is a bit more fit than the other.
And it's not the one you're thinking.
so we ended up in some dense vegetation. We made some wonderful friends in the one taxi.
We both bungee jumped.
Yeah. On purpose.
Mm. Yeah, well, at the Shredder Towers.
Chris almost didn't.
No, I
tried my best not to.
Sky Bar.
They said we'll never push you off the edge. That's dangerous. And I said, okay, fine, I don't want to do it anymore. And they said, no, you don't have the choice. They blocked me from leaving.
There's only one way down.
Yeah.
Yes.
If people want to get behind the RADA issues or the RADA Inspire and the different RADA causes, how do we do it?
We go to, I call it the mother website. Mm-hmm. It's rada.co.za, rada.co.za.
That's R-A-D-A.
R-A-D-A, yeah. Everything is there. How to support, get involved.
It's not just about money, it's about getting involved.
RADA Inspire, it's a simple thing. It starts with you. Doesn't cost you anything. It's just a change in mindset. You know, we're encouraging people to become more aware of their surroundings and marry the awareness with action. So if the taxi does cut you off, you're aware that they're transporting 40 million people to work. They've also got a job. They've also got a family to feed.
That's just the one taxi.
Yes.
Yeah. So you can either act in a positive or a negative light, you know. So
100%. Now, thank you, JP.
Thanks, guys, for having me.
For coming in. That's from RADA Inspire. Go to rada.co.za. Chris Forrest, don't forget if people want to join your comedy class, how do they do it?
There's only one spot left, and Tim Plumen took it.
Well, if he doesn't, I'm actually going to give you her number on air.
Okay, give it on air.
She does it. She's lovely, but she doesn't get many phone calls. Mm-hmm. Now my phone's gone weird.
Okay, well, we'll get back to you. Don't miss the show at the end of the month. 29th of March is happening at Silver.
Silver Star Casino. Tickets at CompuTicket. Chris Forrest, Joey Rastine, and Ebenezer Debequani.
We'll get you on the line first.
Joburg Comedy Invasion.
Comedy Invasion. Okay.
If you want to join the stand-up comedy masterclass, mm-hmm. please call Claudine Ullman on 082-806-4493.
That's Claudia on 082-806-4493. Tim, you're doing so much voiceover work at the moment. You've got your own studio.
Yeah.
You've got five different countries you do voiceovering to.
Yes, yeah. I'm doing a voice for Saudi Arabia, two for the States, one in England, and one for somewhere in South America today.
Which is incredible. And again, if you need voiceover work, go to Tim Plumen and just wonderful stuff. We'll give those details out. And, of course, defending the caveman live at the Balalaika.
Live at the Balalaika.
Lord Street in Sandton.
Free parking. Safe parking and book at the CompuTicket.
And it's so easy because he's on Fridays, Saturdays and Sundays.
Yeah.
And, of course, the legend of the defending the caveman is there.
If you haven't seen it, where have you been? You have to. It's one of those. Have you never seen it?
Alan's never seen it.
I've seen it.
He's never seen it.
1,817 shows.
I know. Yeah? And do you know how many interviews that I've done on it?
Yes. He knows more about the show from interviews than almost anybody in the world.
That's really good, eh? I saw it a while back.
Okay, really thanks for that one, everybody. Let's leave that at that. Tim, what we are going to ask you to do for us as we leave the show is obviously go and see Defending the Caveman. So, Tim, we have a line. So the show is The Unview, The Thin, The Rich, and The Fabulous. And
The Unview, The Thin, The Rich, and The Fabulous.
I don't have it written for you.
The Unview, The Thin, The Rich, and The Fabulous.
So you're going to open the show for the next year. Ladies and gentlemen, let's prepare this. Are you ready for it, Nathan? As we say goodbye to you, this is Tim Plumen. Now that has got our opening line. 3, 2, 1, cue.
The Unview, The Rich,
The Thin, The Rich, The Fabulous.
The Unview. Hang on, I'll do it again. I need it written down. Okay. Hold on. The Unview, The Thin, The Rich, and The Fabulous.
Yeah, but take it slower.
Oh, very well. Yes, I'm being directed now. Do you notice? Mm-hmm. The Unview, The Thin, The Rich, and The Fabulous.
Have a great day. Cheers. Bye.
This is CliffCentral.com.